好，马老师，Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Margie.
How are you, Margie?
I'm doing fine. You?
Baruch Hashem.
Good.
I guess we can get started.
Okay, I'll unmute myself.
I'm sorry?
I will unmute myself.
Please join me with the Ana Bekoach. Ana Gedula Chemin Ha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshei Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem. Betet Resh, Saditaf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Virov Tucha, Na'el Adakach, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nun Ayin. And the two letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, which created the constellation, the Taurus, the bull, the shore, and the Vav, which created the planet Noga, which is a Venus. Yachid Geir Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimalamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. And the last line, which is said in a whisper, before we start reading the Zohar tonight, does anybody have any questions? If you are trying to ask a question and need to unmute your mic, press star 6. Okay, we're reading from the portion of Achremot, section 11, titled 60 Valiant Men. Starts with verse 71. Vayi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Lena Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Lena Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Rabbi Shimon Patach V'yamar Hinei Mitato Sheli Shlomo Shishim Giborim Saviv La Vegomer. Hinei Mitato Sheli Shlomo Mai Mitato Da Kursei Yikara, Demalka, Diktiv, Be, Batach, Baalev, Bala, Shlomo, Malka, Di, Shlama, Kola, Dile, Hu, Shishim, Giborim, Saviv, La, Deit, Achardam, Besit, Raha, Midina, Kasha, Beikrun, Shitin, Pulse, Denura, Dehahu, Ma'ar it lebash behu. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, behold the bed of Solomon, 60 valiant men are round about it. A verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 3. Behold the bed of Solomon. What is meant by his litter? It refers to the throne of glory of the king, namely Malchut, called Bed. It is written about it, the heart of her husband safely trusts in her. Mishle, chapter 31. And Solomon refers to the king that the peace, Shalom, is his, referring to Zeranpin. 60 valiant men are round about it. They are attached to Malchut's aspect of harsh judgment and are connoted as 60 fire guards, meaning 60 guardians from fire. That youth, meaning Metatron, clothes himself with them. I should have said Memtet. That's not a name that is supposed to be said at night. Mimine Shinana Deharba Takifa Mishmale Gumre Denura Takifa Demidachada Biglifroi Biglipo Bishavin Elef Lachate Nura De Akla De Inun Shitin Mazane Ziyune Kashyan Meinun Gevuram Takifin de Hahi Gevura Ila'a de Kudsha Barichu Hahidiktiv Megibore Yisrael. On the right side of Memtet is the mighty bright sword, and on the left are strong burning coals that enjoin his imprints with 70,000 flames of consuming fire. They are mighty, 60 mighty ones heavily armed with the mighty Givurot of supernal Givurah of the Holy One, blessed be He, namely Zeranpin. This is what is meant by of the mighty ones of Israel. Shir HaShirim, chapter 3. Namely, Givurah of Zeranpin referred to as Israel. Vatana Bahai Arsa Ma Kati Ba Vitakam Viod Laila Kad Yanka Misitrad Dina Vititain Teref Leveta Mai Teref Kaftalid Aleph Vitaraf Vein Matsil Hahidiktiv Kulam Achuze Cherev Malumde Milchama Zeminin Vikal Atar Lumebad Dina v'akrun mare divava vilala. We have learned that this bed, referring to Malchut, it is written regarding it, she rises also while it is yet night. Mishle, chapter 31. For your information, Proverbs, chapter 31, is also the song that's sung on Friday night, Eshet Chayil. And so these verses that we're talking about are actually part of the song of Eshet Chayil. When she nurtures from the site of judgment, meaning when Malchut rises to pour the abundance of the illumination of Chachmah, it is night, meaning judgment, since her Chachmah is given only with judgments. As earlier mentioned, rising refers to the illumination of Chachmah, and gives food, the Hebrew word is teref, to her household. What is meant by teref? It is the same as in and tears down. The Hebrew is taraf, in pieces. And none can deliver. Micha, chapter 5. Namely, the judgments attached to this chokmah from which there is no saving. This is what is meant by all girt with swords and expert in war. Shir HaShirim, chapter 3. They are ready to execute judgment everywhere and are called wailers and moaners. Ish Harbo Al Yereko Kaf Dalet Aleph Hagor Harbecha Al Yerech Gibor Mipachad Belelot Ha Ukmucha Mipachta De Gehinom, וגומר, אבל מפחד בלילות. כלומר, כל דע מעין אתר נדלין, מפחד. מהפו אתר דעיקרי, פחד. כף דלת אלף, ופחד יצחק. היה לי וישבה יעקב פחד, אביו יצחק בלילות. וזימנין דהינון מתפקדין למבד דינה. Every man has his sword upon his thigh. It is as you say, gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. A verse from Tehillim, chapter 45. The secret meaning of the sword has already been explained. Because of the fear by knights, Shir HaShirim, chapter 3, they explained it as the fear of Gehinnom. Yet because of the fear by knights is saying where they receive it from fear, from the place called fear. As the verse says, and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Bereshit, chapter 31, which is Givurah of Zeranpin, the left column known as Isaac. Just as this verse reads, and Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. By nights refers to those times designated for judgments to be done, as night is the time for judgment. Yatana ketiv zamnama sadeh v'tikachehu hahidiktiv v'kol chayat hasadeh yisachachu sham v'yalda ketiv zeh hayam gadol urchav yadayim וגומר שם עניות יחלקון וגומר כף דלת אלף הייתה כעניות סוחר ממרחק תביא לחמה במרחק ודאי מרשה דמוכה ומאלה דרשה תביא לחמה על ידע דסדיק כד מזדב גן כחד כדן Hedu bekola ha'idiktiv liviatan ze yitzarta l'shachek bo. We have learned that it is written, she considers a field and buys it. Mishlei chapter 31, also part of Eshet Chayim. This is like what is written, where all the wild beasts, literally beasts of the field, play. A verse from Eov, from Job, chapter 40, which refers to the aspect of judgment of Malchut, whose secret is night, as mentioned earlier. And it is also referred to as field. The wild beast reflects the secret of Yesod, and play refers to mating. And about this is written, so is this great and wide sea, there go the ships, there are the Leviathan, whom you have made to play therein. Tehillim chapter 104. Leviathan is the secret of Yesod, to play, alludes to union, as it is written, and behold, Isaac was sporting with his wife. Bereshit chapter 26. This is as the verse, she is like the merchant ships, she brings her bread from afar. Mishlei chapter 31, Eshet Chayil. From afar, surely, for her bread, which is the secret illumination of Chochmah, does not shed light save from afar, meaning it does so with judgments that remove the external forces far away, so they would not nurture from this great light. This is the secret of Hashem appeared to me from afar, a verse from Yirmiyahu, chapter 31. And the secret of the union pertains to night and to the field, as mentioned earlier. As it brings her light from the brain inside the head, namely Chochmah, and from that which is above the head, namely the blessed endless light. Therefore she needs protection from external forces. She brings her bread, namely through the means of the righteous man, denoting Yesod. When they join together, there is universal joy. This is the meaning of the verse. There are the dolphins, the Hebrew is actually Leviathan, who you have made to play therein. The Leviathan being Yesod, while to play refers to mating, as earlier mentioned. These verses are trying to give us deeper insights into the aspects of the very concealed Shir HaShirim, and also Eshet Chayil, the words and understanding of those words, conceal many secrets, many different levels. And these verses from the Zohar are giving us insights into it. Not necessarily that we understand these insights, but just by hearing them, just by reading them, we are accepting, receiving energy, which we will be able to use later in a more positive way to change ourselves. Tana Aleph Vachamesh Me'ah Mare Tirisin Mare Deshul Tanuta It Achadan Vachai Sitra Ti Inun Gibarin Bidoi Ti Hahu Di Ikre Na'ar Arba Maftechin Rav Revan Tened Naya Azlin Techot Sefira Sefina Decha Yama Rabba Learba Zavyan Da Azil Lesitra Da Veda Azil Lesitra Da Vekain Kulhu Arba Chayuzu Hadianpin It Hazyan Behu Vekad It Kalilan Vekad Kativ Udmut Penehem Pene Adam Penehem Dekola. We have learned that 1,500 sword bearers wielding authority are linked to the side of these 60 mighty ones. In the hands of the one known as the youth, namely Memtet, are four large keys referring to four angels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael. They are referred to as large keys because they cause the mochin of greatness to flow to those below. Crocodiles, namely the grades of Chachma, move under the ship, which is Malchut. That is in Briah of the great sea Bina, from which Malchut receives her light, to her four corners. The one moves to this side, south, and the other moves to this side, north. And it is so with all of them, also eastward and westward, which are the secret of Chesed Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut. The four shapes of the face appear in them, meaning in these crocodiles, and are lion and ox, eagle and man, for they are drawn from the three columns and Malchut that receives them, which is the face of a man. When they are joined within the one, which is Malchut, it is written, as for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man. Yeheskel chapter 1. This means the face of all of them, namely the three shapes of lion, ox, and eagle, receives a human face, like Malchut, when all are included in it. Apai Rav Ravei V'Ape Zutrei Kalilan Pechad Le'ela Tirei Salkin V'Shatin Utrein Magrofin V'Daihu Elef Turin Salkin V'Alin B'Kol Yoma Mashakyu V'Hahu Yama Levatar Itakaru Mina V'Salkin Le'Yama Achara. Large faces represent the mochin of greatness. Excuse me. And small faces, meaning mochin of smallness, joined together above in Zeranpin and Malchut, two meaning the two columns, right and central, rise and wander with two shovels in their hands. 1,000 mountains rise and arrive daily to draw nourishment from the portions of that sea, namely Bina, as the light of Chokmah, also known as 1,000 mountains, is drawn through Bina alone. Afterwards, they are pulled away from it, from Bina, and move into the other sea, namely Malchut. Late Choshev Bana, Le'inun, Le'itach Hadan, V'sharaha, Tirein, Benin, Yatkin, Yankin, Kol Yomad, Ikrun, Ma'ale, Ara, V'dahu, Raza, De Sifra, Titzniuta, Diktiv, V'ishlach, Yehoshua, Enun, Nin, Chashit, Hib, Shunayim, Anashim, Paraglim, Paris Lemor, Elaine Yankin, Mitchot, Sitre Evraha, Tirain Benot, Bitchot, Raglaha, the Alda Ketiv, Bayeru Bene Ha Elohim, Et Benot Ha Adam, the Elaine Mit Achadan, Bitufre, the Hahi Arsa, the Dahu, the Taninan, Diktiv az tavulna shtayim nashim zonot el hamelech az tavona vela tikadmat dina uzimna Yisrael etata achadrun kadal mibatar kucha barichu mai kativ ami nugzav meolel V'nashim mashlu vo v'day. There is no count to these holding onto the hair of Malchut, meaning the judgments therein named hair. Two sons suckle daily from Malchut, called the spices of the earth, and this is the secret written in the hidden book. The hidden book is called the Safra de Tziniuta, which is at the end of the portion of Truma. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, and that's Joshua chapter 2, these two sons nurturing from under the sides of the wings of Malchut are the secret of Chesed and Gevurah. Now two daughters whose secret is two harlots are under the feet of Malchut, meaning Netzach and Hod of Malchut. Therefore it is written about them, and the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men. Bereshit chapter 6. They, the sons and daughters of the Klipah, hold on to the nails of that bed, namely Malchut, as her nails mean the back part of the fingers of the hands and feet. This is what the verse teaches us. Then came there two women that were harlots to the king. That's Melachim Aleph, or Kings 1, chapter 3. Then came, but not before. And when Israel are down, turning their backs on the Holy One, blessed be he, it is written, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Yeshaya chapter 3. Surely referring to the two women mentioned above. Vida shemala shavin anpin din gadlin ben nune yama kulhu sumake kevav varada v'ela minchon anpa chad sumaka Yatir da salik v'nakit v'kulhu itchafyan b'saracha. In the left hand, meaning from the left column of Malchut, 70 branches come out. Who are the 70 chieftains of the world nations, who are raised among the fish of the sea? representing the levels of the illumination of Chachma of the left, referred to as fish. The sea means Malchut. All of them are red like a rose because of the judgments within them. As the judgments of the left are red, above them one branch is extremely red. That is the harshest judgment of all, namely Samael. It goes up and down, meaning attracts Chachma from above downward. It is he who rode on the serpent and enticed Adam to draw Chachma from above downward, which is the secret of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All of them are covered with hair of Malchut, meaning her judgments referred to as hairs. The hairs on the head, as opposed to the hairs from the beard, represent two different things. The hairs on the head represent judgment and draw the energy of mercy. That's why during a period of judgment like the Omer, it's recommended that you not cut your hair. Because in the cutting of the hair, we're limiting our access to that energy of mercy. In the cutting of the hair, we're actually bringing judgment into our life through that action. And that's why it's highly recommended to only cut your hair on positive days. Mare delishana bisha kad nachit chivya itaved mikarpet al turin medalga al tinare ad diishkach tarpa diachid betukre v'yekul b'kedein shakin shakich v'it chazar lishane l'tav zakarin inun Yisrael dimzamin le tarpei achadar l'atre ayel b'nukba l'itroma rabba. When the chief slanderer, the serpent, descends, it begins to jump over the hills and skip over the mountains until there is prey seized by the nails, which it eats. Then it becomes calm and its tongue speaks well, meaning that its slandering talk ends and becomes good talk. Fortunate are Israel who prepare food for it, and the serpent returns to its place and enters the hole of the great abyss. I'm not quite certain, but I think that's referring to the first slice of the challah is intended for those negative forces, with the understanding that the negative forces are essentially reactive, and they operate on the premise that if I have a little bit, that's okay, and that's all I'll need. So that little piece of bread is really a bribe to the negative forces to leave this table alone, and the people around it, of course. And I have been to many Shabbat tables where this custom is not done. Elsewhere in the Zohar, it's very clearly written that one aspect and one reason that Job was given to the Satan to play with, to test, was because in all of his life, Satan never tithed, never gave to the negative side. He tithed and he gave charity, but never left what is due the negative side that little piece of bread. It's something to be aware of, something to think about, and something to be extremely cautious about. I highly recommend that you follow the minhag of the Mekubalim, which is to take the first slice of the challah and give it to the negative side. What that means on a practical level is that piece of bread is left on the table until someone is walking away from the table and they take it and throw it in the garbage. Tad salkin mare de rom fin v'saifin delate lon chushbana suchachronaihu dinun shitin ilayin desucharane dechai arsa aleph Alfin Vribo Ribon Kaimin Bekol Sitra Dehai Arsa Leela Umine Atzanan Kulhu Mikame Yikumun. When the countless spearmen and swordsmen rise around these supernal 60 mighty men that stem from the left column, who circle the bed, namely Malchut, and the left joins the right because of them, then thousands upon thousands and tens of ten thousands stand along all sides of that supernal bed. From it, the bed which is Malchut, they are sustained and all rise in its presence. In accordance with the verse, she rises also while it is yet night. Mishlei chapter 1. Also the a verse from the Song of Eshet Chayil. Mitchot kulhu nafkin kama alaf ribvan delet lon hushpana v'naktin v'shatin bialma ed detakye mare shofara umitkan che v'hane v'zuchama detufre achidan. Underneath all of them, meaning below all levels of holiness mentioned before, many thousands and tens of thousands of klipot come out, in accordance with the secret meaning of the verse, a thousand shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. A verse from Tehillim chapter 91. They come down and wander through the world until the shofar blowers blow. That is the secret of unity of the three columns, known as fire, water, and air, that are included in the sound emanating from the shofar. Then they reassemble and hold to the scum found in the nails, namely in the refuse matter of the illumination of the backside, known as nails, as mentioned above. This verse is explaining how the klipot are clinging to the nails. And even though the nails are the skin of Adam that didn't change, because we use them as part of Malchut, as how we manifest things in the world, we use our hands, the klipot are constantly clinging to our nails. And it's highly recommended that nails be kept short for that reason. Da arsa khalil, lon da arsa raglohi, achidan biarba sitre alma. And also highly recommended that people not chew their nails. Kola alin biklala, de ishtakach leela ve ishtakach lotata. Bashamayim mima'al ve'al ha'aret mitachat ve'al da ketiv hine mai hine begin dizmina lekola le'ela v'tata urshuma hay arsa mikola Adonai itkere ribona dekola reshima ben chayalan ha. This bed, namely Malchut, includes them. namely all those levels mentioned above. This bed's legs link to the four directions of the world, meaning it contains in it the four sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, which is the secret of three columns and Malchut that receives them. Everything is counted both what there is above, namely the grades of Zeranpin, and what is below, namely her own grades. This is the secret of in heaven above, namely Zeranpin, and upon the earth beneath. Devarim, chapter 4, namely Malchut, known as earth. Therefore it is written, behold, meaning behold the bed of Solomon. What is meant by behold? It means it is ready to shed light to all above and below. And this bed is impressed by all. It is called Adonai, which means master. The Hebrew is Adon. Overall, marked along its armies, among its armies. Begimokach kahana ba'e lekavna mile dilela leyachada shema kadisha meatar deva'a leyachada vialda tanenan ketiv bezot yavo acharon el hakodesh l'chai ba'e lekarva kedusha leatre mehai atar ba'e barnash l'dachala mikameh Kudsha Barichu, V'alda Ketiv Lu, Chachma Yaskilu, Zot Miyad Yavinu, Leacharitam, Kulomar, I Istachlun, Bene Nasa, Beonsha, Chech, Achidat, Zot Ben Hayalacha, Behech Itmanu, Kama, Kol inun bnei chayalin v'yachadikidan v'fulchana l'itpara min chayavaya miyad yavinu l'acharitam v'yistamrun ovadehon v'la yehuvun kamei malka kadisha. Because of this, the priest needs to meditate upon sublime matters, to unify the holy name from that place that requires unity, meaning to draw in the illumination of Chachma only to Malchut. Therefore we learn that it is written, thus, the Hebrew is with Zot, shall Aaron come into the holy place, Vayikra chapter 16. Through Zot, denoting Malchut, he needs to bring holiness near its place and to expel the other side, which desires to draw from her the illumination of Chokmah, from above downward. From this place, from Malchut, man needs to fear the Holy One, blessed be He. Meaning that with the illumination of Chokmah that is revealed at Malchut, harsh judgment that punish the wicked and move the other side far away are also revealed. As a result, one fears her. About this it is written, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this. The Hebrew is Zot. Devarim chapter 32. Immediately they would consider their latter end. This means that if people would look at the penalty and see how Zot, namely Malchut, is united together with their hosts, meaning she gives light to them only from the aspect of below upwards, and how all these members of the hosts who are attached to her, to serve her, were appointed before her to punish and repay the wicked, who wish to draw down her light from above downwards. Immediately, they will understand their latter end, and pay attention to their deeds, and not sin before the Holy King. 2. Amar Rabbi Shimon call Barnash to Zakeh Lemelaf. Oraita. Venatil la lachai zot. Hai zot natirat le legazar. Ime kaima al kaima. Dile dila itade. Mine umin benohi. Umin bene benohi lealmin. Hai dicti viani zot. Bariti otam begomer yatavu lemekol. Ad yachlu, Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chavraya, kol chad v'chad lema, mila chadta, dioraita, al patorah l'kamei de Rabbi Pinchas. Rabbi Shimon said further, this zot keeps everyone who merits to learn Torah, and keeps zot, namely malchut, and makes another covenant with him in addition to the existing covenant, that she will not part from him, from his children or grandchildren eternally. This is the meaning of the verse. As for me, this is my covenant with them. Isaiah chapter 59. They sat down to eat. As they were eating, Rabbi Shimon said to his friends, each one of you should say some new thoughts of the Torah at the table in the presence of Rabbi Pinchas. As I truly don't have a sense of what this section is about, other than to explain some aspects of the code words involved in these verses that we've mentioned repeatedly. I normally don't read the synopsis that's written because my sense is it tends to limit our understanding. But when I don't understand and I have no sense of it, sometimes the synopsis at the beginning, read at the end, can be helpful. A synopsis. Rabbi Shimon tells us that the name Solomon, Shlomo, refers to Zeranpim. To whom the peace belongs. We read about Malchut's aspect of harsh judgment and the fire guards and Memtet on whose side is the mighty bright sword and on whose other side are burning coals. The sword is bright, received from the place called fear, and night is the time for judgment. We read about the many creature aspects of the flow of Melchim, about the archangels and the crocodiles and the four shapes of the faces that appear. We read about large faces and small faces, about the judgments named Hare, and many other wonders. In the end, we learn that the priest needs to meditate on sublime matters, to bring holiness to the proper place, and to expel the other side. If people knew the judgment that could come upon them, they would pay more attention to their deeds and stop sinning. We are reminded that God has a covenant with those who study the Torah. Well, that definitely summarizes what we read, but does not give us much insight into the meaning behind it. But overall, the meaning of Akremot is about removing death, is about the sufferings of the righteous cause the negativity in the world to be diminished. That's what Nadav and Avihu accomplished with their mistake. They were righteous people. Their desire was to be close to the Hashem. And so they rushed the giving of the incense while their father was alive, and in so doing, caused their own demise, their own death. And in so doing, we study, we hear this section of the Torah on Yom Kippur, on a day where we're striving to become pure. And that's what all of these verses are talking about. Let's continue reading section 12, the tongue of the learned. Patach Rabbi Chizkia v'amar, Adonai Elokim natan li lishon limudim, l'da'at l'ut et ye'aif da'if devar v'gomer zaka'in inun Yisrael, tekudcha b'richu itre'e behu mikol sha'ar amin. Ukra'an kodesh diktiv kodesh Yisrael. Radonai v'yahiv lehu hulak le'ita chada bishma kadisha u'ma achidu Yisrael bishma kadisha begin dezaku bioraita dekol man dezake bioraita zake be dekudsha barichu. Rabbi Heskia opened the discussion saying, Hashem Elohim has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know to sustain him that weary. Isaiah chapter 50. How fortunate are Israel, that the Holy One, blessed be He, choose them from among all nations and called them holy. As it is written, Israel is holy to Hashem. Jeremiah chapter 2. He gave them a share to maintain the holy name. With what right can they hold on to the holy name? It is because they merited the Torah, as anyone who merits Torah merits his portion in the Holy One, blessed be He. Vatanenan kame demar mai kodesh shleimutza dekola deikre chachma ila'a umehai atar nagid Meshach Ruvut Kadisha Vishvilin Yedian Liatar De Ikre Bina Ila'a Tamam Nafkin Bevuin Vivachlin Lako Ever Evar Ad Dematu Vahai Zot Vahai Zot Kad Mitpar Ka Ikre Kodesh Vikre Chachma Ukran le Ruach HaKodesh Vilomar Kilomar Ruach Mehahu Kodesh Dilela Vikad Dafkin Umitarin Mine Raze Oraita Kedain Itkire Lishon HaKodesh. We have learned before my master what is holiness. It is perfection of all called the highly sublime Chochma. Holiness is perfection of wisdom, which is the secret of the supernal Abba and Ima. From this place flows the holy anointing oil through known paths to the place called supernal Bina, the secret of Israel Saba and Tumanah. From there flow streams and fountains in every direction, meaning both to Chachma and to Chasadim, until they reach this Zot. The English meaning of Zot is this, but the code word Zot means Malchut. When blessed, this Zot is called holiness and is called Chachma. And we call her the spirit of the holiness, meaning the spirit, namely the six ends, from this holiness of higher above, meaning the six extremities of Chachma. When the secrets of Torah exit and stir from her, she is then called the holy tongue. Usha'ata denagid tahu rabut Kadishali Inun Tire Kaimin Digrun Lemude Hashem Vigrun Tivaot It Kanash Taman Vikad Napik Mitaman Vilhahu Darga Vigre Yasod Lahahu Hokma Zeira Kedain Itkire Lashan Lemudin with Tafik Leitara Leinun Kadishe Elionim Kede Ketiv Adonai Elokim Natan Li Lishon Lemudin Vilama Ledaat Leut Et Yaef Devar Vikucha Barichu Yashiv Hai Levutsayinra Kadisha Rabbi Shimon Ve'od desalik le'ela, ve'kimol kach kol miloi, ve'itkalya itmaru ve'la itkashyan, ale ketiv pe el pe, adaber bo umare, ve'lo bechidot. When the anointing oil flows to these two pillars, referred to as students of Hashem, and are called Tzavaot, namely Netzach and Hod, it gathers there. When it exits from there through that level called Yesod, and arrives at the smaller Chachmah, that is Malchut, known as the small Chachmah, because it contained only six corners of Chachmah, as explained earlier. It is called the tongue of the learned. From her it goes out to awaken the sublime holy beings. At that point it is written, Hashem Elohim has given me the tongue of the learned. Why? That I should know how to sustain him that weary. The Holy One, blessed be He, gives this to the holy luminary, chapter Rabbi Shimon. Furthermore, He raised him higher and higher to upper worlds. For this reason, all his words are said manifestly, and are not concealed. About him it is written, with him I speak mouth to mouth, manifestly, and not in dark speeches. Bamidbar chapter 12. Well, that verse is actually written describing Moshe as the highest prophet. But here the Zohar is saying that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the person that that verse is referring to. Well, we don't have enough time to complete the next section, so I'm not going to start it. Does anybody have any questions? There will be more Zohar tomorrow night, starting at 10 o'clock, a change from the normal Thursday time. It'll be starting just as this night at 10 p.m. Hope to see you all there.
Thank you, Father.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Kol tov. Gam lecha.